escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Coming up at 7:30, Pop Douglas of the New England Patriots. Hill Notes at about 9:20 or 9:30. And Angry Principal Dave would appreciate if you would leave a Hill Note on the Odyssey app. So that is a voice note on any topic. And there's a lot of them. We were just discussing after my lead that the girlfriend of Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson, has applied for a trademark on the term gold digger, which she would like to put on jewelry and keychains. And in the Twitch chat, great suggestion from the Over the Hill show, who says Jordan ought to look into a line of sexy adult diapers. Which I don't know that anybody's doing out there, but that might
it definitely work.
I guess it depends where you look.
They say gold digger right across the crotch the or whatever. I mean, right across the bum. Yeah. Why not?
It should say all rise.
There's definitely a market for it, though.
What market are you referring to?
The seaport.
The sexy diapers for adults.
Sexy adult diapers.
Yeah, nobody wants to be looking like they're wearing a diaper. Right. It actually is. That would sell. Market,
right? I feel like Depends must have really benefited from online shopping.
Oh, 100%.
Like, who wants to go to the Walgreens to get a couple packs of Depends?
Well, that's the one where you tell the cashier that you're buying it for somebody else. Right. I would assume, Curtis. I wouldn't know.
But
that's an unfortunate place to be.
All
right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just gonna say they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it on the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is presented by Ketch's Law, and they want to honor those who built this city, those who drive, those who construct, those who care for others, the nurses, the doctors, everybody. So please nominate somebody when you visit WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. What is up first this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's hear from Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. Yesterday, it was reported that Kendrick Bourne and Marcus Epps had both asked for their release. Vrabel was asked about that in his press conference, and he made an interesting analogy. Here was Coach Mike Vrabel.
You know what I mean? I think that we just, again, try to put the roster together. I mean, I guess when it doesn't work out, you break up with somebody, your girlfriend doesn't want to be with you, and then you say, well, I don't want to be with you either. I'm not going to get into all that.
So was that?
I just said I'm not going to get into it. It was just like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not going to go back and forth here. We're trying to build a roster. You got to move on from some guys. You make connections with guys. You coach them. They earn opportunities. They get more opportunities. They take advantage of them, and that's kind of how these things go.
Well, you can't say I'm not going to get into it when you get into it.
Yeah.
Right?
So he's basically saying they told those guys, see you later. Right. And then the two of them went and said, we were asking for our release.
Right.
So
George Costanza, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
I saw this coming, though. I mean, I think even Billy O said it. Coaches want their guys. They want to bring in their guys. They want to draft their guys. They want to have their guys. There's obviously going to be some holdover guys, but the holdover guys, they generally know, like, okay, this guy's buying into the system. This guy works for us.
So do you think Kendrick Bourne wasn't buying into things? Like, when you say system, I you could ask whether he's buying into culture. Like, is he not buying into what Mike Vrabel is selling?
I think it's simpler than that. He's just not as good as the other six guys you have. Like, I'm sorry, he just isn't. He's been hurt a bunch in the last couple years. He had that one good year, 800 yards in Mac's rookie year. But, like, since then, he's been hurt. He hasn't been able to stay on the field. He just hasn't. He's just not as good, and you need to go in a different direction.
And when I say buying into the system, sometimes that means that their role isn't what they want it to be. It's not the same. It's kind of to what Shime's saying. All right, you worked well with Josh McDaniels back in 2021, but the players that Josh McDaniels has now, he feels like maybe these guys are more suited or better talented to do what he wants them to do in 2025. So buying into the system means, like, well, I don't like my role. I'm not getting enough touches. And that could be part of, you know, a guy going, you know what, can you release me? Because I don't really like the way that you're utilizing my skill set, and I feel like you're not giving me the right opportunity.
Well, Shime discussed this during his lead, but you think it's financially motivated, that because you don't want to pick up any of his deal, so you basically get nothing for him.
Like, who, Kendrick Bourne? Or,
yeah.
No, it was more the not picking up deal for me is more of why Kyle Duggar's still on the team. For Kendrick Bourne, like, you have to pay him whatever he was guaranteed anyways at this point. Like, you cut him. My thought is just, like, if you were really trying to trade him with a team and you were talking to the Minnesota Vikings, why weren't you able to trade him? Because if you're going to cut him anyways, take a seventh-round pick. Swap picks, sixth and seventh round, so that you move, like, five spots. Who cares? Take a bag of balls. It doesn't matter. It's more than you get for just cutting a player.
Yeah, but I don't think Minnesota was even willing to give up a seventh-round pick. They're like, listen, we're not.
So then they weren't actually involved in trade negotiations because there's nothing to trade.
Yeah, maybe that was just, you know, like,
smoke.
Yeah, to maybe.
That's kind of the whole issue.
To drum up somebody squeezing a seventh round, they're coming off of it, and they tried to drum it up, and then Minnesota's like, yeah, we're good. We're not giving you a seventh round of him.
What's next, Shime?
Well, there is another guy in the media. We've heard a couple of them now that think the Patriots are going to be good. The Patriots are going to make the playoffs. We've heard from guys like Damian Woody. Well, here's another one. Nick Wright is now on the Patriots bandwagon. Here is Nick Wright.
And the system demands I be unbiased. And when I put in the data, the system spit out that this team is going to the playoffs.
Wow! Wow!
The New England Patriots are in the playoffs.
I knew it.
In a way AFC? That I gotta tell you.
I love it. What's his data?
I believe when terrible coach to really good one.
Facts.
Soft schedule.
Yep.
Better quarterback, not because you change quarterbacks in this case, but just because it's year two. All of these, the little bonus things, play Miami in your building in week 18.
Love it.
That's a win. It's going to be 0 degrees.
What? What was so funny about that? What in the world?
It will be 0 degrees, but you're playing in week two, which will be 105 degrees. So it's kind of like a give and take. You play down in Miami. So I got him at 9 wins, I think, and I heard Jones and Keith talking about this, and they made a good point. Or it might have been Terp who said it. Their starters are solid players, but they just have no depth as backups. So I think it's going to be really, what do your starters look like? Drake May, obviously, we know what he needs to be. Then you start to look at your O-line. I don't think you can have any issues up front. If you have any issues up front,
you're in trouble.
You are in probably big trouble.
Do you think Sam LaGrassis was on the phone with DeVito's agent yesterday trying to get him on board with the cutlets? I mean, I feel like this is going to be a cash cow for that guy. He'll be at Mama Bula's signing autographs.
Yeah.
You name it.
I mean, he's going to – I mean, his only competition in the space is really our guy Jermaine Wiggins. I mean, right. He's a big Cutlets guy already.
Well, Sophie Cunningham.
I mean, Roman Anthony's a pretty big competitor.
It's kind of established that Wiggy is the chicken parm guy.
I am. And the cutlet guy.
You also like the – at Meridian Market, you love the special cutlet sandwich that they have over there, which I think has the balsamic.
It has the balsamic and the mozzarella. Yeah.
Tommy's going to be at Strega, I mean, every week. That guy is going to be all over the page.
He's doing his Italian Northeast tour. It's New York. Boston, he's probably going to have to hit Philly at one point in time. He's going to have to play with them.
Nobody's ever been mad or disappointed when they find out chicken parms for dinner. Literally.
No.
It's
unless you get it in the South and they use stupid chicken tenders.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
What?
Oh, yeah. Some places do that.
You got to pound your cutlets.
But
save that drop.
Yeah.
Oh, I will.
Thank you.
Some places, even on the South Shore.
Oh, the key is.
They use chicken like. Tenders.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Some like, places do it.
I mean, the key to me, anyway, in mine, which is like probably my go-to best thing I make other than Greg's easy Italian chicken, it's the cutlets have to be thin.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, all day long.
Because you want the ratio to be equal when it comes to sauce, cheese, and chicken.
Right.
If you have a big, giant-ass chicken breast.
Nope.
Just a little bit of cheese and sauce. It's
also got to retain the crunchiness even amidst the sauce.
Well, you handle that during. That's why some people are now preparing the sauce and the cheese in a separate pan. So and then you take your frying pan.
Boom.
You throw the cheese and the sauce in there. Warm it up. Chicken.
You got to pound your cutlets.
Cutlets come out of the oven. You just pour that sauce and cheese right on top of it out of the fry pan.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, but you got to make sure you lay down a nice piece of cheese on the bread so you get that extra like stringiness when you pull it.
There's no bread in this. I don't.
Regular chicken cutlet.
Chicken parm.
I thought you meant a sub.
I'm talking chicken parm entree style.
Oh, okay.
All right. What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, yesterday was a big day for us golf fans. The official Ryder Cup roster was announced. Keegan Bradley officially made his picks. It was a massive talking point leading up to it, if he would pick himself.
Right?
He did not. He spoke at a press conference yesterday.
My perspective, he would have been entirely justified in choosing himself the way he has been playing of late.
I totally agree. He has been one of the best U.S. players. It's a team of 12. He has been one of the best 12 U.S. golfers in the last 6 months to a year.
But there has not been a playing captain since
Bill Russell.
Like Arnold Palmer, I believe.
Wow. Quite a long time.
You can Google it, as the great LB used to say. But
Arnold Palmer was the initial package, actually.
That's true.
Yes, that's true.
And so Keegan Bradley spoke yesterday at a press conference introducing his team and discussed why he decided not to pick himself. Here was Keegan Bradley.
This was a really tough decision. All these guys stepped up in a major way and played their way onto this team. And that's something that I'm really proud of and something that I really wanted. But it was an extremely difficult decision. And, you know, but one that I'm really happy with. I'm really happy with these six players. And I'm glad it's over.
And Keegan, a very quick follow-up, if I could. I wonder if you'd agree with the statement that if the U.S. captain was anyone other than Keegan Bradley, Keegan Bradley would be playing on this team.
How are we ever going to know that? Because I am the captain. But I grew up wanting to play Ryder Cups. I grew up wanting to fight alongside these guys. And it just broke my heart not to play. Really did. Because, you work forever to make these teams. But ultimately, I was chosen to do a job. I was chosen to be the captain of this team. And my ultimate goal to start this whole thing was to be the best captain that I could be. And this is how I felt like I could do this. If we got to this point and I felt like, you know, the team was better with me on it, I was going to do that. I was going to do whatever I thought was best for this team. And I know 100% for certain that this is the right choice.
So, somebody explain this to me?
Yeah.
So the Ryder Cup, they pick a current player to be a captain who's a really good player.
It's not always a current player, no.
Okay.
Yeah, you pick a captain, and then the captain goes out and picks his guys. and it's U.S. versus Europe.
Yeah.
We lost 2 years ago, and we are the United States of America, hoping to avenge that loss in about a month at Bethpage.
And, big reason, Wiggy, why they chose Keegan Bradley is because it was such a big deal on that Full Swing documentary on Netflix. He was so devastated as to not being able to be a member of the team last time, that I think the PGA was like, ooh, this will be a really good pub for us. Let's make him our captain.
But then he's still not a member. So who normally are the captains? Are they normally former or current players?
At Brookline, it was Ben Crenshaw. It's been Jim Furyk. It's been Tom Watson. It's people that are no longer at the top of their game, that have won at a high level and have the respect of the players. Basically, so, like that.
Yeah, why wouldn't they do that then? If he's one of the better players, why wouldn't you? I don't get.
Well, I think they're trying to generate interest. I think that's what.
But isn't it more interesting if he's playing?
I don't think it's to generate interest. Candidly, I think a lot of the guys like Keegan Bradley. They'll play for him, and I think this is a smart move as the guy that's leading the team. If you're on the Ryder Cup, you don't want the story to be that if Keegan had played, you would have won. Maybe you'll play a little better for a guy that gave you the opportunity to perform.
Yeah, this is a great decision by him, Curtis. You're right, because now you have six guys who are wholly dedicated to trying to win for you instead of anybody looking over their shoulder like, this guy kind of left somebody else we could have used on this roster off because he wanted to play.
All right, that is They Said It. And we are about to talk to Pop Douglas for the first time on this show coming up at 7:30. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Sox take another in Baltimore. 3-2 was the final, thanks to a sedan. Rafael, a game-winning homer in the ninth. Brian Baio went 6 2/3, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 6. Last one with the Orioles today. First pitch at 1:05 with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the Patriots, Tommy DeVito was claimed off waivers by New England to join the quarterbacks group. The Pats also got former Los Angeles Rams cornerback Charles Woods on waivers. Second-year wide receiver Javon Baker has been waived, making room for Woods on the roster. And step into your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor trusted by Rob Ninkovich and Wes Welker. So change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. When we come back, we got...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pop Douglas.
There remains a massive cluster F on the Massachusetts Turnpike West between Route 30 and Route 9 because of an overturned tractor trailer. So heads up there. They have been able to get one lane, the left lane open.
Correct.
And that, if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, and you should be, you can see that situation there now. But they finally were able to get a lane open. It is, I think, UMass move-in day today. So thoughts and prayers to the parents and the kids who are trying to get out to UMass and get moved in. That's going to delay things just a little bit this morning.
It's going to be tough.
And yeah. Greg, Mitch has it too. On my ride out to Trader Joe's the other day, I saw on the Massachusetts Turnpike the Stady in the slow lane with flashers on. You can see it right now on YouTube or Twitch. Just guiding a guy on a bike down the breakdown lane.
On the pike.
That's right past Fenway on the Mass Pike westbound. Yeah. Why wouldn't the cop just put the bike in the car and put him in the cop car?
It's DoorDash. He has to make a delivery. You see that?
That is unbelievable.
How does
that even happen?
You see it sometimes in the tunnels. You see it sometimes on a major highway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not where you're supposed to be riding your bike.
You get all turned around, you know, on-ramp.
I understand that, but...
Well, the bikers will tell you, share the road. They got to just march right to it as Kyle does.
I would not... take my life into my own hands by riding a bicycle on the Massachusetts Turnpike, but to each his own, I guess.
Right.
All right. Can we open up the window of World of Boston weather window for our weather smoke, Chris Curtis, please? Curtis, what do you see out there today in advance of Labor Day weekend and the end of summer?
Gorgeous fall feel this morning. 56 degrees, feels like the low 50s, upper 40s in the western and southern suburbs of Boston. Going to be 77, abundant sunshine today. Tomorrow, a couple showers tomorrow night. The Sox should get the game in against the Pirates at Fenway. And then low to mid-70s all weekend long. No rain, sun. Gorgeous first week of school for those that begin next week.
Excellent. Okay. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So visit windowworldofboston.com. And joining us right now for the first time on this show, Pop Douglas of the New England Patriots, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded, and by findmassmoney.gov. Hey, Pop, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Doing great. We are excited about having you on every other week here on what is normally a Patriots Friday, but today is a Patriots Thursday. So we appreciate you taking the time this morning.
I appreciate y'all having me.
I happened to be there last night when Devin McCourty asked you who had the best hands in the wide receiver room. And I thought your answer was interesting. Who has the best hands in the room?
I was just, on the stage, having a guy, just a good laugh, you know. But I feel like, we all ball players. We all, take the ball.
Pop, that wasn't the answer you gave last night.
I believe in my hands, but for sure.
As you should.
All the guys pitching good. Yes.
Your answer was me.
And
I love the confidence.
That's what I would say.
I love the confidence.
Pop.
Although your coach said that it was Chisholm. So,
Pop, there's been a lot of...
Chisholm's been balling.
there's been a lot of comparison between last preseason, this preseason. You dealt with a hand injury at the beginning of last preseason, but taking that out of it, what's been the biggest difference between what preseason looked like last year and what it looks like this year under Mike Vrabel?
I feel like, you know, a lot of guys are bought in and, you know, trusting the process. I feel like I've, you know, the difference between, you know, the two is, like, that we're closer on this team right here. You know, in the locker room, offense and defense conversate a lot. And I feel like that made us, you know, super close. And we actually do activities, and you switch up the groups with offense and defense, get to know your players. And I feel like we've been getting to know each other, and that helped. That's like a plus on the field.
Pop, when you look at your unit, your group, the wide receiver room, nationally, you guys haven't been getting a lot of credit. I think they have you guys ranked maybe like 26th in the NFL when it comes to your room. What is the expectations? Do you want to prove all these guys wrong out there to think that you guys might not be a good enough unit to be able to go out there week in and week out and put the fear of God in some of the DBs' eyes?
I think, you know, as we go into, you know, the first week, we just go out there and play. And I feel like, you know, the expectation that they have is going to change, you know, just by how we practice, man. And I just pray that we go on the right path, down the right path, and, you know, do what we do and, you know, shock the world.
Pop, what's the biggest difference this year with Mike Vrabel as your head coach?
He's good. Like I said, with what he's done with the team, as of making us super close, that's been good. Players coach, he definitely, that's just one head coach that I've seen in the mix. As of if we're doing running plays, he's on scout team defense. He knows it all, man. He done seen ball, and what he does is amazing.
Pop, when you look at Josh McDaniels, and I know you're with Billy O, there's some similarities there because they all come from the Charlie Weiss offense, the Tom Brady offense that we've seen in years past. What kind of role are you expecting in a Josh McDaniels offense? Are you seeing more as a slot guy, an outside guy, or are you just kind of moving all over the place?
Yeah, I'm moving all over the place. I guess whatever the scheme is and what fits, you know, Josh know how to use his players. Looking at the previous years and his slots and his receivers, he's been doing a great job, you know, getting the ball to, you know, his players. So I feel like, it's going to be a good year with Josh.
Pop, we saw during the offseason Drake May coordinating everybody to meet and make sure to get reps in with you guys. What have you seen a jump-wise for him from year one to year two?
Big leader. He's grown as a leader, and, man, I've seen his confidence go up, man. And you can tell how he's back there with, you know, patience and just sitting back there believing in his O-line. I can't wait to see what he does this year. You said with us in the summer, he got us together to go throw some routes. Man, that's big. That's what you need for a group as a leader. And he did a great job leading that. And all the guys, that's what we needed. I feel like we got close with that, too.
You talk about leadership. What has Steph Diggs meant to the wide receiver room for you guys?
Man, that was big. I feel like some of us young guys, we needed that. We needed that leader who doesn't let you slack. Steph, that guy who he doesn't let nothing slide by. He knows our potential, and if he see anything, we trying to something lazy, he's on us, and he's been doing a great job for our room.
Has Scotty B been a practice yet? That's all I would care about if I was teammates with him.
Is that a no? You haven't seen Cardi B around the building yet?
No, I haven't. Right. I haven't seen Cardi around.
If you do see it, tell her Wiggy says what's up.
We as long as we're going in this direction, we got a restaurant recommendation from Drake May and one from Will Campbell. So we'll get one from you. What's your favorite place to go to around here?
I like to go to Aria.
All right.
I like to go to Aria. I think I'm gonna try the new Karma. It's a new sushi spot. I think I'm gonna go there.
Okay.
All right. Let us know how that is.
It's one of the best sushi spots around.
Well, listen, Wiggy and I know this. The price is right at Aria.
Yeah, well, the Massimo will take care of it.
Yes.
It's no Duval, but.
Hey, Pop, have you considered trademarking anything like Pop D? I don't know if you saw the news. Bill Belichick is trying to trademark some things. So I don't know if you had ever been approached to trademark a part of your likeness.
No, not yet. Feel like I'm just getting in, the door. I'm getting there, but I'm not there yet. So, not yet.
Got it. So, Pop, let me ask this, because you talk about getting there, right? And we've seen what Josh McDaniels has done to, you know, four players, whether it's been guys like Julian Edelman and you know, guys like Wes Welker. And I understand that Tom Brady was the quarterback, but the utilization of a skill set like yours, where catch and make guys miss after the foot, after the catch, your run after catch. Do you feel like in this offense you can really shine and be the, you know, one of the top receivers, you know, in the league and be one of the best receivers on this team?
Yes, sir. I feel like, you know, Josh has the perfect scheme, you know, to get his guys open. Watching film, you know, I've seen plays where he done got the ball to the guy and they got so much space, and he calls the plays. I don't know what he do. He definitely playing Madden. Definitely playing Madden, because, you know, it's somebody open and it'd be the right play. It's crazy. And I feel like he's gonna be good.
Yeah. All right.
Well, tell him you want to play the F, not the Y, because that's where the money goes, to the F receiver.
Pop, do you know who you're talking to? You're talking to Jermaine Wiggins. Are you?
Yeah, tight end.
Huh?
Tight end.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Not just a tight end. Yeah. I mean, the man basically started the dynasty with a catch in the snowball. I mean, the guy is Patriots Super Bowl royalty.
Okay.
Patriots royalty over here.
I'm just trying to catch up. That's all. I'm just trying to be like him one day.
Yeah. At least he knew me.
Yes.
You know? Yes. At least he knew me. Robert would explain it. Know me.
Nope.
Play Madden 06 or 05. I think I was a 90. I was a 90 at that time. Those were my good years.
I'll tell you, if you really want to feel old, they did a thing. They did a thing last night with the rookies, and they were they gave them three facts.
Mm-hmm.
About Patriots Super Bowl wins,
uh-huh.
And asked, one was a false, fake fact.
Right.
And they asked the guys about 2002.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that they picked that was, they thought was the fake one, was that you guys played the Rams. So, so it really makes you feel old.
Yeah.
I tell you, not you, Pop, but the rest of us. So, all right. Listen, thanks. We're excited about having you on the show, and thanks for taking the time this morning.
I appreciate you guys.
Okay. All right. That is Pop Douglas.
Right.
And we will take a quick break and be back with today's news next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday,
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, it was the first week of school for many kids across the country, and on just the third day of classes at Annunciation School in Minneapolis, a school shooter killed two children, injuring 17 others. The shooter, who I, for one, will not be calling by name, shot into a church at the school as students, teachers, faculty, and some parents were in attending mass.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Horrific.
Yeah, and I mean, I was watching a lot of the coverage yesterday. These young, it's a K through 8 school. Young kids who you can tell are just so confused about what just happened, don't understand how insane what they just went through. This young boy talking about how his friend, his best friend, was shot in the back. Yeah, I think he's going to be okay. Like, he's, we've practiced this, but only in the school classrooms, never at church, so we didn't know what to do. I mean,
can we not put a camera in front of a child that just saw a shooting? Can we just agree to that?
Yeah.
Like, they talk to the police, help out in any way they can. But I saw that yesterday. I'm like, can we not do this? We don't need a child to give thoughts on something that traumatizing that rapidly.
Also, and I'm assuming that it's accurate, that video that was floating around of the shooter showing his weapon and his ammunition. Like, is there not, are we not, when it comes to algorithms, if somebody's doing that in advance of this, is law enforcement not able to get information from the platform that they're doing it on?
You would think. That's why I'm always for the...
You can find out, you know, if you say something that is, you know, deemed to be, you know, not the, like, politically incorrect, they immediately ban you. Like, why can't, if somebody's showing guns and talking crazy, like, why can't they alert the law enforcement?
I do believe, at least with the YouTube videos that he posted it right before he did it. I watched the YouTube video yesterday, and it was the letter he left for his friends and family, and...
But usually, if you go
can we
through...
Can also not share the letters? Like, why are we allowing these sickos to get famous?
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And get their literature, whatever the hell it is out there.
But if you go through their social media, there's always something that pops up where you could be like... And that's why I know people hate the invasion of privacy with, you know, Greg talked about whether it's federal agents or... But I don't... If you got nothing to hide...
You don't care about it.
I don't. I don't care if the FBI is looking at. You know, I saw this thing with TSA pre-check, and they're like, "Yeah, you know, if you have that, the FBI and everybody are able to monitor you. So what?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Nothing
too
wrong.
High.
Nope.
When it comes to, you know, being somebody that's going to do something crazy. So, like, if you got social media and the feds or whoever monitoring.
I mean, they're going to know that you keep going to the Bahamas to get cheap weed, but who cares?
Yeah, I mean, it's to get weed. It's not
legal.
Like, yeah, it's not like I'm plotting on how to assassinate the Bahamian president.
Somebody was asking me last night at the Patriots premiere why the Bermuda did not accept you as a citizen. I have no answer. I don't understand that. They thought that they would welcome you.
A lot of red tape, man. They're not like America where they welcome everybody.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, hey, listen, we have a specific way we do things over here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So you can't just get over there, which I get it.
They have a very strict word limit on Ireland.
I get it.
I'd love to see you have dual citizenship. I think that would be a good thing for you.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
Be pretty cool. Here in Ashland, a swarm of bees stung 40 students and staff outside of Ashland Elementary School on the first day of classes yesterday morning. It happened as those were getting off the buses to go to class. We can hear from one student, Akshara Nair, who was stung three times on WCBB.
I think like one of my classmates stepped inside this dirt hole that had these red, yellow jacket bees inside. And then it started like going crazy all of a sudden. All the bees are starting to attack us.
That is an irrational fear
of
mine.
Yes, it is. Yep. Yes, it is. The swarm of bees, irrational fear.
My girl really ruined that for me early on. There was no winner in Powerball. So we're at almost $1 billion.
A billy?
$950 million. The next drawing is on Saturday.
Yes, it is.
I just feel like the winners are never in Massachusetts.
That's all right. Well, shoot your shot.
It's always like California.
If you guys want to make a deposit, I'm going to go where they always have the winners, Publix in Florida.
Oh, really?
I'm going to buy some this weekend.
There you go.
So if you guys want halfsies, we can buy the company just so we can fire Ken.
$950 million is a nice take.
What's the lump sum payout
probably
of that?
$400, $450 or something.
Yeah, well, in Massachusetts, you end up with $50.
Yeah. I play my lottery right on my phone. I'm trying to win that big bread. I'll keep working, though.
You would?
Oh, yes.
On the show?
Would you
I'd
tell
have
anybody?
FU money then.
Yes, you would have FU money.
I would be like,
would you get a yacht or
a no, Bentley.
Okay.
That would be my first purchase.
Huh. What would you get?
The first thing I would get is probably a home on Nantucket. That would probably be number one, because you would have getting a home on Nantucket seems very scary if you don't have that type of money, just the upkeep and making sure somebody can check on it, because it is a boat right away. That would be the first thing I would do.
Curtis?
The first thing I would do would be, I'd probably buy a beautiful house on the ocean up here and a beautiful house in the ocean in Florida.
Sean, I'm guessing mint condition Charizard or whatever it is.
Yeah, I would go throw cash like I'm Jake DeBrusk around at a Pokemon convention, that's for sure. But no, I would like Curtis, probably stick to buying a couple of houses first.
Can you get away with being anonymous if you want?
Or some states you can.
Here, can you?
I don't believe
I don't think in Massachusetts you can.
Ugh.
I might be wrong.
Yeah,
so it's public record?
Yeah, Greg nailed it. Lump sum payment, $428.9 million before taxes.
Oh, you're going to show out at the strip club in that one.
So even after taxes, you're still taking home like over 200 milli?
But
400
million. Can we talk about how no matter what, the government wins $500 million? How insane that is?
Yeah. What are the taxes on that?
857 texter on the Subaru of New England text line would like to know if there would be enough left over in the lump sum for me to actually pay for dinner every once in a while. I think I pay for dinner a lot.
No, you do.
I don't brag about it.
No, you pick up the tab a lot.
I'm accused of being cheap.
Nope.
You're anonymous like the lottery winner. You do pick up the tab a lot.
All right. So we're talking $950 million.
Yeah.
Why not me?
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, Curtis, how many tickets do you think we should get if we're going to pool together and get...
I mean, want to do 500?
Yeah.
100, 100 bucks each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Split it evenly, right?
Send us your Venmo.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, what else?
Newton has removed the green, white, and red center lines in Nonantum once again. City workers were back in the neighborhood to wash the maker of Italian heritage, the marker, from Adams Street yesterday. Mm. Protesters were out and about. They were in the middle of the street. They did move without issue to the sidewalks yesterday morning. Here's one of them, Fran Yerard on WCBB.
These lines have been here for 90 years, back at a time when immigrants came to this country and nobody took care of them. So they formed a society and they took care of each other.
Why don't they like my Italian paisan cousins in Newton?
I don't get it. What happened for this one?
It's so stupid. Yeah. It's a petty little thing between the mayor and the people over there. And it's they've done something for 90 years. Mm-hmm. It's stupid lines on the road. Like, why do you care?
Right.
Like, it's
not affecting anyone.
No, it's you know, it's the letter of the law and federal guidelines say the lines have to be yellow. Like, give these people, that's all they want in Nonantum.
Yeah.
Over there at the lake.
Yeah.
We need your boy for the greasy.
Mush. That's all they want, mush.
We need your boy from the greasy pole, the Italian, who's like, hey, yo, we're going to send a guy over there.
Oh, that would never happen in Gloucester, I'll tell you that.
Never.
We're going to make sure.
This would never happen in Gloucester, so.
Mayor, we're going to have these lines on the ground by tomorrow. And if you remove them,
it's really
I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news, including the dumbest of the day. With Curtis and what one husband did to get away from his wife. That is coming up in a little bit.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.